Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. A very warm welcome from London in the UK. Here is today's news about electric cars and the future of transports. I go through every EV article online, so you don't have to. My name is Martin Lee, and this is your EV News Daily for Sunday, the 22nd of April, 2018. Coming up on the show today, a Model 3 teardown ends up with some very impressed admirers, and a mystery car maker will be using wireless charging. Well, just a couple of mentions for people and things that I've seen on Twitter over the last 24 hours. First of all, hello to Alan Robson, who listens to the podcast when he does some pretty long journeys, by the look of it. He says, I've been enjoying the podcast, heading in Scotland, actually, Dunfermline, to the north of England in Sunderland. And a shout out would be great on your next one. Well, there we go, Alan Robson. Hopefully you've been enjoying the podcasts in your brand new EV. Thank you for your updates. And hi to Don. Now, Don Burke has been posting some stuff from Tesla supercharging installations, which are going up in Springfield Mall in Virginia. He said no one knew about this one coming until we found it under construction at Springfield Town Centre. And it looks like there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 superchargers going up. And I think that's one of two superchargers heading into supercharger stations heading into Virginia very soon. That one at least is under construction. But first of all, Volkswagen are moving forward with their fully electric Pikes Peak car, the all-wheel drive Challenger, for the famous hill climb in June, which will see it tackle the 156-turn and 20-kilometre test in Colorado Springs. Well, today, Sunday, 22nd of April, VW will unveil the prototype in Paris. The car is said to be a testing ground for cutting-edge technology, which could make its way into the ID series of road cars that they'll be selling from 2019. A full report on tomorrow's show. Yes, I will be tuned into the live stream. Well, moving on, and a leaked image from inside Tesla's R&D lab shows the brand new Roadster parked next to two Tesla semi-trucks, and they look like the trucks which have been seen on the roads, actually, and touring North America. Well, the picture was first leaked on the Twitter feed of The Tesla Life. It's at The Tesla Life. Now, the Roadster looks like midnight silver in colour. But the whole picture itself is kind of slightly odd hue, if I'm honest with you. Definitely taken in a hurry by the looks of it on a smartphone, and perhaps the lighting in the Tesla R&D lab wasn't ideal for a camera that certainly somebody should not have been taking a picture with. But the Roadster definitely there in the front of the frame and looking gorgeous. Well, the team who work with the car veteran Sandy Munro haven't always been the most complimentary about Tesla. In fact, with the Model 3, when they first got it, they were scathing about build quality. He called it miserable. But what's this? A new video from them following a Model 3 teardown shows a bit of a turnaround. In fact, Mr. Munro seems to be bit of a fanboy of Elon Musk, if I'm honest with you. Geez, you guys get a room already. He says Tesla are on a completely different level to anything else he's seen with battery technology, particularly with how well balanced all of the modules are. So what caused this 180, this complete turnaround? Well, you can watch the whole show and find out for yourself on the Autoline After Hours show. But do check out the part where he says the Model 3 electronics are comparable to a flight controller found on a Lockheed Martin F-35 Lightning Stealth Fighter. Now, he also raves about not only the electronics, but also the battery and the suspension. Now, according to Simon at Teslarati, who spotted this video, that according to Munro, the Model 3's automatic drive modules are a class above everybody else in the industry, featuring a design architecture that's usually found on very high-end electronics and government-grade machines. Now, Munro even compared the Model 3's drive module to the flight controller of the F-35, which he is familiar with due to working with the US military. If you look at this thing, this is cell phone technology, he said. This is the technology we would see in really high-end computers, normally for the government. Now, when you look at this, you're looking at the same kind of technology you'd see on a flight controller of an F-35, and we kind of know a little about that too, he says. We do work for the military. Everything here smacks of cell phone technology and defense technology. This is big stuff, said Munro. This is not inching up. This is revolutionary, and everybody else is sitting there twiddling their thumbs. He is still adamant, by the way, that things like fit and finish are well below par, but now that Elon Musk is back in charge of the Model 3 production line, and particularly focused on quality, we can take that from the leaked email earlier this week, he even says, well, Munro says, that Toyota would be, and I quote, crapping their pants. Sorry for the profanity. Well, moving on. The Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers. It has 39 societies, and each one is focused on a certain knowledge area. They provide specialised publications, conferences, business networking, and sometimes other services. They are the IEEE. So now we've got that established. Let me tell you why I'm giving you this lesson on the IEEE. Because the IEEE.org website has spotted that an unnamed manufacturer will bring an electric car to market that offers wireless charging working with Witricity. Now, Alex Grusin, who is the company's chief exec, told IEEE Spectrum there's often a misconception about plugging your EV in, assuming it's 100% efficient. Grusin says a plug-in is from 88 to 94% efficient. Witricity's wireless system runs from 90 to 93% efficient. The resonance also gives you a certain leeway, he says, in aligning the car and the charging plate. The vertical clearance can be as little as 10 centimetres, 4 inches, for a sports car, or as much as 25 centimetres, heading towards 12 inches, for an SUV. And the left-to-right positioning needs only to be 10 centimetres of dead centre. Well, Grusin says it costs about $800 for a complete Witricity set, the receiver on the car, the transmitting pad, and the charging unit that connects to it. And if the product comes to the to be offered as standard in future EVs, it might add just $300 or so to the price of the car. But what is this, going back to the beginning of the story, what is this unnamed car that Witricity are working with? Let me tell you about the Geneva Motor Show. There was the Hyundai Kona, and it was shown off in cutaway form, showing you, you guessed it, a Witricity wireless charging pad fitted to it. Maybe I'm putting two and two together and getting five, but maybe the Hyundai Kona, which is coming very soon, the end of this year, soon-ish in the big markets like Norway this summer, and then Europe, UK, North America by the end of the year, and domestically, I should say that as well, in South Korea will be soon, but wireless charging, man, I am kind of fascinated with it, to be honest with you, because it's just, there's something enormously common sense about wireless charging your EV when, and only when, there is enormous infrastructure. Because everyone's been frustrated about ICE cars parking in the 3, 4, 5, 6, anyway, the limited number of spaces in a car park. But when there's 200, and so wireless charging won't be, you know, the 350 kilowatts we've been talking about recently for the latest range of EVs, but it'll be quick enough to get a good charge. When there's 200 car parking spaces, who cares who parks in which one? You just park in, you just drive into a car parking space or outside your apartment or your workplace, and your car just starts charging. And I know the tech is really old, it's been around for ages, but there's just something that seems like when they get it right, it'll be a breakthrough. Anyway, it's a way off. Moving on, and a quick sales report for Germany from Clean Technica. They say the electrical vehicle fever has caught on in Germany, with March coming in as a record month and echoing France's record sales in March as well. Germany had over 6,700 electric car registrations, says Clean Technica, last month in March 2018, a 52% increase year over year. The plug-in vehicle share of the overall market was only 2%, similar to many other European markets at least, but more important than the plug-in niche are the seismic changes happening in the fuel mix of the mainstream market. Diesel sales tanked minus 25% year on year to the benefit of other fuels. Well, from average size EVs to the world's largest electric vehicle. It was unveiled earlier this week, a couple of days ago, and it is a monster. The cement works in the Swiss town of Bienne will be the home to the e-dumper. And it weighs 58 tonnes. The tyres are huge. They're 2 metres in diameter. And the driver climbs up 9 steps to get into the cab of the e-dumper. However, whereas these vehicles are always diesel, spewing out thousands of tonnes of CO2 over their lifetime and hundreds of thousands of litres of diesel in their lifetime, it'll all be electrons doing the heavy lifting. And boy, oh boy, will it be heavy lifting. Limestone and rock are going to be carried in this thing. However, they're going to be carried downhill. So the truck's going to be descending with a full load, and all of the regen has been geared to charge the battery. And because the driver then takes the links, it's called the links, back up to the top of the hill with no load in the back, it'll do that with all of the regen energy. Therefore, the net energy consumption, they say, is just about zero. That's amazing. And finally, a little update on Subaru. They are part of the Subaru Corporation in Japan and have a rich heritage of making some bonkers fast rally cars and road cars, in fairness. They are still around, around the 22nd largest automaker in the world at the last count, thanks to Toyota owning 16.5% of their parent company. You could say it makes sense for Toyota to loan them a few bits for Subaru's first EV or plug-in hybrid, the most obvious donor vehicle being the Prius Prime plug-in hybrid. How about if Subaru maintained their reputation of crazy fast all-wheel drive cars, like the Impreza, with an ICE driving the front wheels and electric motors driving the rear wheels? Well, that would be interesting tech. In a recent filing from Subaru, they registered the name Evoltis. Could that be their first EV? Evolt has the word volts in it. The Evoltis could be coming from Subaru. Wow, that would be a very fast car. Well, I'd love to spread the word about electric cars. If you can, share this with somebody who might be interested. Listen to every previous episode of the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube, TuneIn, Stitcher, and the blog, evnewsdaily.com. Remember to subscribe, which means you don't have to think about downloading the show every day because you get it first and free and automatically. And it would mean a lot if you could take 2 minutes. I know no one ever does. 2 minutes to leave a quick review because that's how they kind of rank these things. If you have an Amazon Echo, oh, it's working again. Holy moly. Thank you for your patience. We disappeared off Amazon Echo. Don't know why, but Amazon have fixed it. If you have an Amazon Echo, you know you can download skills for it. Well, in your Amazon app for your phone and tablet, search EV News Daily, or I think you can search electric car. It finds it anyway. We're the only skill on there for EVs at the moment, and you can add it as a flash briefing. Then first thing in the morning when you're starting your routine and starting your day, you can say, Alexa, play my flash briefing. And I've got a news one on there, and I've got a sport one on there, and I have this not to listen to my own voice, I promise, literally to test that it's working, and it'll play you a morning flash briefing of the latest EV news. Say hi on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter if you search EV News Daily. Have a wonderful day, and I'll catch you tomorrow.